Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. I am super excited. I have a great repeat guest. His name is David Perdue, and David was on one of the first podcasts that I did way back in 2015, episode 37. David Perdue is the guy who literally got me into all of this stuff. I got a phone call from Felicia Slattery, and she said, Brian, get your butt on a plane. You're going to Atlanta. And I got to meet David, and David runs a group called NAMS. And NAMS stands for Novice to Advanced Marketing Systems. And today we're going to talk about the evolution, because David started out doing these live events 10 years ago. And now he's got this online community that he's built that has just blossomed. And I'm amazed by the things he's been able to do. So, David, how are you doing today?
Awesome. The weather's great here. I can't believe it that we're so cool for this time of year. So, I'm doing great. Alabama is usually a little bit on the hot and humid side, but it's not so bad today.
Good for you. So, man, you've really kind of gone through this transformation, and your events were just incredible. I loved them. Great people. Some of my best friends and some of the best things I've ever learned came from that. So what was the origin? What got you to the point? Because I know you're in the newspaper business, you're a photographer, you did all. Why did you start this conference? And then how did it evolve into now an online thing?
Sure. So it's kind of a weird thing. I didn't intend to do it the way it ended up being done. And that's kind of a theme that you're going to hear from me through this entire podcast, because truthfully what happened was I was talking to my coach at the time, Mark Hendricks, rest in peace, Mark, we were talking about a product that I had at that time, which was a hosting company. And the hosting company was a niche hosting company. NAMS, Novice to Advanced Marketing System, originally was Niche Affiliate Marketing System. And what we did with the hosting company was sell multiple hosting accounts to people and train them how to do niche marketing with that. And Mark and I talked about, we need to do a live event to get people in the room to do a live event. And I said, okay, we can give that a shot. Let's do that. And NAMS 1 was actually in 2009, 10 years ago, in February, 10 years ago. And I was expecting 30 people and we had 6 instructors. Well, we ended up with 65 people at the first one. And from that first one, we created a core philosophy about how to train people, meet them where they are. I always hated going to an event where they talk to you about some advanced topic and you're a beginner, or you're an advanced person and they're talking to you about some beginning topic. So we ended up breaking up the NAMS workshops into 4 or 5 different tracks. And over the 7 years, maybe 6 years that we did those, we did 14 of those workshops. We ended up with about 300 to 400 people at a time. And it became a huge logistical, mechanism. A huge logistic. It took 20 people, volunteers, of which you were one, that's how I mm-hmm. met you, to actually pull these things off. And it was a real coordination effort. But we ran that thing like a train schedule. And that's one of the things I loved, was everything started on time, ended on time, people dispersed to their appropriate rooms, and they learned what they needed to learn during that period. So that's how we started.
Gotcha. And one of my favorite memories is I started out as a volunteer, and it was the second or third time you said, hey, Brian, you want to speak? And I said, sure. So I went down to the kitchen and I said, I need a chef. And they stood in the back of the room prior to me giving a speech at noon cooking bacon. And I just remember everybody walking in the room because they could smell it throughout the entire place.
That was one of the most brilliant things I've ever seen, to get people in your room, in the seats, but also it was the most distracting thing we've ever
seen. And I remember Jeff Herring immediately smelled it because he had a room. He went and called down, ordered bacon for his room because he was speaking at the same time. And so, yeah, it was so much fun. So, but then you got to a point where you said, you know, hey, this live thing is A, too much work. B, it's starting to kind of lose its luster.
Well, it was losing its luster for me. It was very popular still. We were still getting a lot of great people, and we ended up with 135 instructors in that workshop over those years.
Wow.
But what happened was, it was becoming a place for people to come and hang out and not have, I mean, great friends. Like you said, I really miss the community getting face-to-face, and we're doing some of that now, but on a much, much smaller and more focused basis. What happened was, we weren't getting the results that we wanted from people in there, and I'm a very results-oriented trainer, and so if I get 300 people in the room and three people go back and do what they say they were going to do, that's a failure to me. And so I was seeing too much of that, and I thought, how can I engage with these people better to give them more results? And so we actually shifted our focus, and people were heartbroken when we did this, especially instructors were heartbroken. Mm-hmm. But when we shifted our focus from the live event to the virtual events, people realized they could get more engagement from us in our Insiders Club group. And so we were able to help more people grow faster, and that was the goal.
Yeah, and one of the things that's interesting is that, you know, I have seen kind of a decline of these kinds of events, you know, the live speakers getting up on stage. It seems like less and less people are willing to hop on a plane and go get the hotel room. And, you know, then you had this big rise in virtual events and membership sites. I mean, Stu McLaren and Wishlist Member and, you know, all these people doing these, you know, come out with your niche marketing thing and you're going to make millions. But you've been able to sustain it longer than other people, and that's why I wanted to have you on. So you've got a formula that I think is going to help people better understand what it takes to run a membership style organization, website, training, whatever it is. So let's go down that road. What are the key things? And if you could list out maybe the top three, and then we'll dig in each one of those. What are the top three things that people need to think about when they're trying to create a niche group like what you've done?
Sure. So your first goal that you have when you're going to create a membership is that you need raving, rabid fans. You might not have a lot of them, but you need to have people who are completely committed and dedicated to you. People that are in, and not just you, but your processes and your team and all of that. They need to become family, right? And so we have a lot of people in our community who have been with us from the beginning. And they've been paying from the beginning. They've been in there forever. That's what I want. I want a great, solid base of people who are cheerleaders for us because they're getting what they want, getting what they need, getting the results that they need. So that's the first thing. That's the goal that you set up. And I think everybody who has a membership site, if you don't have a goal of that, having results and raving fans, then you better have something that is equally as sexy and results oriented. Little hype, a lot of results. That's what you're after. So doing that, we have three things that we go after in this membership that is like our guiding force in this membership. The first is make sure that we have a targeted audience that we are speaking to all the time. And our targeted audience, no matter where we go to get them, always end up being the same kind of people. Now, it's different than what I thought it was going to be when we started. When we started, we thought, well, we're going to go after the 25 to 40-year-old people who are maybe a little bit younger, maybe a little bit more energetic. And that was truly pretty different from our live events. Our live events, you could look across the room and see a whole lot of gray hair out there. And so when we developed that targeted approach to the membership, we really focused on bringing those kind of people in. But what happens is, and this is the second point, I'm just going to go over these briefly and then we can come back to them if you want. The second point was you got to be flexible in what your expectations and your results are. It's like, you know, pushing a square peg into a round hole. It does not work. So you're going to attract a certain level of people, the more authentic and the more, that sounded like Oprah, the more truthful, the more appealing, the more open you are to your audience. The more you engage, you're going to attract people who identify with your core values. That may not be who you think your target audience is. And in our case, it wasn't. We ended up going from the 25 to 40 to the 45 to 65 group, and to tell the truth, mostly women. About 70%, 65-70%, it fluctuates, women. Now, we do have younger people as well, and we have older people as well in our group. But the bulk, I would say 60% or so, are in that 45 to 65 range. And they tend to be people who are in some kind of transition. They're moving empty nester parents. They're moving from a corporate world to an offline job, an online job. Most of them still have a job, want to get to an online living, that kind of transition. Some are retired, looking for something else to do. And we encourage people to use their expertise as much as possible, not to reinvent themselves, but to leverage the knowledge that they already have. Then the third thing is to recognize as a membership community owner that memberships are getting harder and harder to do because there are so many of them. Anybody can open a membership and say, oh, we're going to teach you to do these wonderful things, but if they haven't done it or they don't have the resources or they're not continually building new material, new content, new training for you, then it's going to fall by the wayside. So you have to always be relevant to your members and to that audience that you end up identifying with and that you end up attracting. So it's really those three things.
Yep. So targeted, flexible, and relevant are the key things. So one of the things that I found very interesting in what you just said was the targeted side of things. And the flexible piece I understand too is you have to, it's always a moving target because things change. I mean, when this podcast started, I was 100% about social media marketing. And it's still very valid, but as I've learned from other people, there's so much more to it. You know, there's the content creation side, there's the sales side, there's just many, many more things. So when you start looking at the targeted side of things, let's start with that one piece. How do you start to identify what are the key factors that brings your commonality together? So, and I'm going to interject what I think it is. I think what it is the reason that you have an older audience is because they, number one, have experience. Number two, they've been able to compile knowledge in a way, and they have a desire to teach other people, which is primarily what you do, is you teach people how to pull their information together and resell it and actually market their knowledge, right?
Mm-hmm. That's correct. So let's talk about that for a second, because The first thing I will tell you is that if you see any of my profile pictures on any of the social media or on our website, it is a very tight picture of my face and surrounded by white hair. And I've got a lot of white hair.
I'm looking at it now.
And that has been the picture that I've used for 15 years. And it's not, I don't wear those glasses anymore, but that's the picture that everybody identifies with and people recognize me from, even when I'm not, when I don't know them. I go to events and people say, oh yeah, I know you're the NAMS guy. And that's great. So I have branded myself and people are going to expect an older fellow. And somebody told me once that my role, they felt, in the online community was to be Gandalf. The person you could go to and get the kind of sage advice that would guide you along your journey. And that's the feeling they get from me. So I can't avoid that. I think that's pretty right on the mark, actually, because if you ask me to do a lot of detail work, I'm not going to do it because I'm not a detail person. I'm a big picture person. I'm somebody who can look at somebody else's business and say, oh, yeah, you want to go from here to there. Here's how you do it. Boom, 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 boom. And we lay out a plan and we do that. So, the targeted thing, what ended up happening was we gathered these people who identified with us. And then, and my daughter fought me on this. My daughter is Jennifer Purdue Hauck, and she is the director of operations. And she said, oh, we need to go for younger people to get a fresher blood and, you know, people who really want to be first timers, you know, that's people who want to get in and try stuff. They want to try stuff. And I said, nope, that's not who we attract. We're swimming upstream if we do that. So let's go to Facebook and create lookalike audiences of the people that we have. So not only do we do email marketing, but for every email that we send out, we also run ads to the exact same audience in multiple places so that we are targeting exactly our group, whether that is the group that's already a member with us or the group that is in that same demographic.
So building upon that, and you bring Jen into the picture, I mean, that's one of the things I've noticed is that Jen is kind of the systems person, where you're the big picture guy, you're the entrepreneur. And one of my favorite books is the E-Myth Revisited, where they talk about the three personas. You have the technician, you have the manager, and then you have the entrepreneur. And I see you guys as you're the entrepreneur, Jen is the manager, and Yeah, right. But you guys have a lot of technicians. You have a lot of people that do specific things for you, contractors. So you basically have built your entire business around that concept. So Jen has really added a bunch of flexibility because I've had conversations with her. And she talks about how, you know, even since you started this as a virtual community, how it's shifted. So what are the things that you've learned about flexibility over time that you've had to adapt to, you know, other than age group?
Yeah, sure. So one of the things is, and this was big, this was really big, is that we were attracting people who wanted to continue in business that was not in the make money online world. Now that's you know, I run a make money online business, so that's what the NAMS community is. The NAMS community is about learning how to make money online. So when people ask me, "What do you do, David?" I say we have a training system that helps people take their businesses online. Now, I don't care if they are offline or just starting or whatever it is. Take their businesses online. That's what we do. The audience that we have now, the members that we have, I'd say 80 to 85% of them are in niche businesses that are like medical security, gardening, spiritual leaders, you know, business consultants, those kind of, almost nobody is in the make money online world. Those people that are in the make money online are into affiliate marketing. And we teach that really well as well. So the shift for me was the audience shift, and I love this, by the way. I love that we have so many people who are in the, and I don't want to say this because people think it's bit in real businesses, right? When you say real businesses, people think that that's not online. But the truth is that it is a niche business. And you're familiar with this. Your business is all about local businesses and that kind of consulting and training. So you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, 100%. And one of the things that I think is really super important to let people know is some of the core things that I've learned from being at your conferences were things that I didn't understand. Yeah, email marketing, social media, all those kind of things, but multiple streams of income, affiliate marketing, you know, working with virtual assistants, things I'd never heard about before. And what I realized is that you know, you have to have multiple things going on. Just like if you are a company that makes one product and that product becomes obsolete, it becomes flawed, or somebody comes in from China, can do the same thing but better at a lower price, you're dead in the water. So one of the things that you've really stressed and what I've learned from your group is the ability to have those multiple streams of income, to have, you know, the flexibility to realize, yeah, I work a lot locally, but I also do national stuff too. I mean, I still get calls to go speak and do things all over the place. So that brings us to the relevant side of things is, as the marketplace adopts, you've got to adopt and you've got to change with the flow. So, you know, technology changes, people's needs change. You know, heck, when, you know, 9 years ago, video wasn't what it was. Websites weren't as easy as they are. You know, there weren't as many choices to sell your stuff online, like a Kajabi or something like that, right?
Yeah. So 10 years ago when we started, you know, what you did was, you created an email, you sent out a product offer, and you got big opens and big click-throughs, and people would buy a $97 ebook, and you'd make money, a lot of money. Today, there's a lot more competition for people's time and their focus, so you have to be where they are all the time. And so that means being on all the social media platforms, doing video, doing audio, doing ebooks, doing all kinds of stuff that you have to use as different kinds of marketing material. So that our job is to create content. Now, we saw this coming, and we always have been doers. In fact, I would say our best trait is that we are really good trainers and teachers, but also that we're really good content creators, product creators. And I'd say 4, maybe 5 years ago, we hit a peak with that. We had 457 products. And wow. So we looked at all this and realized we were creating products so fast that solved a problem that we could not market them, because you can't build a marketing system around two products a week. Right? You've got to have a plan, a marketing plan for your products. So we ended up having a retirement sale, and we retired over 400 products at that time, and we consolidated. So we continued to consolidate and whittle down and focus on specifics, so that we still have 50 courses. We still have and 12 fundamental mastery series. And we still have, I think it's 10 now, pieces of software in our system that are marketing pieces that people use in their businesses, like a video management system and a click tracker and all that kind of stuff that we've built specifically for marketing purposes. And we continue to do a weekly live mastermind in our series, in our program with our members every Thursday, so that they get an opportunity to ask questions and stay focused. But the reason that we do all of that is because we are now focused on 4 primary topics. We call it the LEAD system. It's LEAD: list building, email marketing, affiliate marketing, and doing, being productive, implementing, all of that stuff. So we've had to really adjust how we do everything because the world is changing so much. Now, right now, I think we're in another change, and I'm going to step out on a limb here and make a prediction. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's a big one. I think I'm pretty safe making this prediction. The prediction is that by 2020, the election, the presidential election, I see us being either in, if we're not already, or about to go into a pretty significant recession. And so our focus is going to be to help people continue to be successful in their online businesses, but not giving up their day job. I really think that's a silly thing for 90% at least of the people to do right now. Don't jump out too fast, because you have to protect yourself and your family first. Now, there's not going to be a lot of people that tell you that. There's not going to be a lot of people that say, oh, be cautious. Oh, don't do this. Don't do that. Don't buy this. Don't buy that. And that's one of the other things that has happened for our Insiders Club members. We give them just about everything that we do. So our market doesn't have to spend, our members don't have to spend a lot of money. What we end up doing is really focusing on our pipeline, on getting new people into that system so that they continue so we continue to broaden that with people who are just like the rest of our community. Serious, conscientious, helpful, and very focused on success. So that's what we're doing to stay relevant.
See, I love it. Now, there's a couple of things I want to jump on just real quick that you brought up, and just as we finish up here. I think one of the first things that people have to realize is that creating content is, it's daunting for a lot of people because they say, I'm not a writer, I don't understand technology, I don't know how to, you know, put together marketing messages or write email and all those kind of things. I think one of the things that people have to understand is there are people out there, legitimately good people that are affordable, that can help you take the ideas out of your head. I call it there's a new surgery in town. You can get a USB port stuck in the back of your neck and you can actually suck the ideas out. And it's very true. I happen to use a microphone to do that. But you can do it in Evernote. You can do it in Word. You know, the bottom line is get the information out and then find a way to format it so that you can do something with it, whether it's for sales or whether it's creating a product that you can sell or a concept or writing a book or any of those kind of things. So the key thing I think people have to understand is this is not as hard as it sounds. It's a matter of just understanding the concepts. And then more importantly, I think one of the things that you teach, which is the fundamentals, which is how to price things so that you can stay in business. If it costs you more to sell something by doing Facebook ads than you're making, you're going to go out of business fast. So don't go down every rabbit hole, you know, Instagram success and Facebook success and all these other things. You have to be able to create a system. And that's one of the things that you offer is kind of that holistic approach. And that's what I love about your coaching and the way that you work with your people. So any final thoughts on that?
Well, yes. Sorry. So the thing that you're talking about there is the fundamentals. You mentioned the fundamentals. That's the hardest thing to sell anybody, because this happened in the workshops and it continues to happen today. I always said when I stood at the front of the room on the first day of our workshops, at the first session, as we were starting, I would get everybody's attention and I would say, here's what's going to happen. We're going to find somebody in the hallway this weekend who's sitting in the corner crying. And it happens every time. And the reason is somebody goes to an advanced class because they think they've done all of the study and all of the learning to be in that advanced class, but they haven't done any implementation. So when they get in there, they realize there is so much more that they don't know and they feel like a failure. So the reason for that is they didn't do the fundamental work. In the workshops, we always taught fundamental business concepts. In the membership site, that's the reason we went back to the online community and we said, we're going to focus on this to get people to learn the fundamental concepts. That's the reason we've gone with our lead system, list building, email marketing, affiliate marketing and productivity, the doing. So that to me is the core of every business. And if you don't want to call it list building, call it filling your pipeline. If you don't fill a pipeline as a business, you're going to go out of business. And if you don't have a way of marketing, and if you're not using email these days, you're missing the highest ROI return on any marketing effort. And, you know, if you're not taking advantage of affiliate marketing, and I guarantee you, somebody is around you, you're missing out on money that's laying on the table. So, you know, that's the thing that we focus on is the fundamentals of the business. And that's why I think it's so important and why so many people will disappear in the next recession. It's the fundamentals.
Yeah, no, I agree. And that's one of the key things is people got to understand that they've got to start somewhere, get a good foundation in business. I mean, one of the first things I'm going to say to everybody is, you know, before you even consider doing a business, learn how to either use QuickBooks or FreshBooks or get somebody, you know, go take a class on it so you understand income, outflow, all those kind of things. It's one of the most fundamental things. If you're not understanding how much money you're bringing out or bringing in, how much you're sending out, and being able to do things, it's one of the core places to start. And from there, I mean, I love everything that you're saying about the lead system. I'm going to, you know, transcribe that to LinkedIn. Okay. So, you know, you're trying to build your pipeline. Well, leads are basically connections. You know, it's connecting with people. The next one is, you say email, I call it engage. You know, basically message people. It's the same thing. You know, affiliate links. Well, affiliate links is, how do you leverage relationships so you can both make money, which is what it is. And the D, do something, is that you get on the phone, get, you know, on email, or get together face to face. So the same concept works across any platform. You don't have to take it literal email, you know. So there's, I think the concepts you brought are really super solid, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on. Now, I am sure that people are going to want to learn more. So what's the best way for them to kind of engage with you and kind of, you know, dig into this a little bit and see what's there?
So there's actually a couple of ways. The first one, though, I'm going to tell you, if you really want to engage with us, you need to be involved in the community. And we give you a way to do that for 7 days for $1. So you can just figure out if the community is a good fit for you. You can see what we've got in the back end. And Brian, you've seen what we've got in the back end.
Our center
is just amazing. We've spent 2 years and about $250,000 rebuilding that back end. Mm-hmm. And it is really pretty amazing. So they can go to nams.ws/bacon, and they will get a opportunity to come in for $1. And if they don't like it, they just say cancel. And if they see what the value is in there, we'd love to have you.
Awesome. Simple and straightforward. So check it out. It's sizzling hot, people. David, thank you so much for coming on, man. It's always a pleasure to talk to you. You are such a wealth of knowledge and experience, and I love just sitting down and chatting with you and being part of your community. Thank you so much for coming on and dropping some sizzling hot bacon knowledge bombs, man. And I look forward to talking to you again in the future soon.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.